Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
War from within, war from without, and there is no turning back any longer. I'm Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. Today is Thursday, January 25th, 2024, in the year of our Lord. And I've got two tremendous guests with me again today. Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals, and of course, the Private Briefings. And about that, just very quickly, just taking care of some business. Folks, this will be the most heavily watched episode. And in case you missed my previous announcements, during the month of February, I will be out of the office. Eric the Tech and I, we are taking, we're going on the road. I'm going to tell you among the things we're going to be doing does require some advanced Secret Service clearance. So we hope to get that momentarily any day now. But going to have some meetings during the month of February, going to be putting some miles on the odometer and doing some things because you said, hey, you're sitting behind the microphone, you do nothing. So in the interim, while we are gone away, in the event I don't have the opportunity to upload some shows or do some shows, in that event, go to SteveQuayle.com, click on the link to the Q files. I did it again. Private Briefings. Scratch that whole thing. Private briefings. There it is. Thank you for that visual. The truth about what's really going on. Hopefully, I know that will suffice in my absence, in our absence, private briefings. But there's a little bit of a kind of a giddy up in the hitch along here, and Steve will address that. But this episode today brought to you by Private Briefings, as well as Prep 777. With me, of course, Steve Quayle and Jamie Walden from Omega Dynamics. Both links to both websites will be in the program description box below. Not going to take any more time. Steve, going to turn it over to you. Jamie, God bless you, my friend. Thanks for both of you for being here.
Well, you're welcome. And Doug, Private Briefings is a twice a week open intel source, intelligence dossier that even people in the Pentagon and others in certain agencies have said, you guys are giving better stuff than we get in our daily security briefings, because we go around the world and we literally have over 100 years of combined experience. So Private Briefings is available for an annual subscription, and it's only going to be available through February into March 15th. Then we're going to close it because there's so much going to happen that I have to have a community of people that are dedicated. And information is the number one financial asset that's being bought and sold like children, and I'm not likening it to that, but you need to know what's going on when you don't have a clue, because every narrative coming from the mainstream vomit media is going to have a control on it, and you'll never know the truth. And Jamie and I are going to talk about that today. So you can go on gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, and sign up. Again, I want to make it clear that we're closing all subscriptions off at the end, pretty much of February. We'll take them into March 15th. And anybody who's got a private briefing subscription, obviously after February of 2023, it'll be honored. But what I'm trying to do is close the, as you would say, Doug, close the loop. And I believe that people who are serious and have influence will be the ones to sign up. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no way anybody can get this. It's a supernatural, miraculous. I'm not bragging. I'm not making them, ostentatious claim that this whole thing came to be. So you can go on gen6.com, and this is critical. As critical as it is today in talking, Jamie Walden and I, we did not talk. I asked Jamie to come on, I think, Monday, and he more than volunteered, but we didn't talk about today's subject at all. He's being led, I'm being led in the same, if you will, direction. And that's how I know when the Holy Spirit himself is a grand symphony conductor. And Doug, if you put that, or Eric, excuse me, if you'll put that quote up, I want to read it, and I'm going to turn it over to Jamie, because he's on, pun intended, the same page, but the same direction from the Holy Spirit. This is from 1984, and if my math is right, that's almost 39 years ago. And notice 1984, George Orwell's date, 1984. Dmitri Dudeman prophecy. It will start with the world calling for peace, peace. Then there will be an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries, which he could not remember, and I'll tell you what those countries are later, will attack. The Russians will bombard the nuclear missile silos in America. America will burn. So unknown to me and not discussed with Jamie, he's on the same literal wavelength. So this is a warning. The country is separated. It's divided. We're at war from within. We're at war from without. And the nation cannot turn about. No political solution. And I believe that we have passed into the reprobate nation phase, where God will use all those nations mentioned as the hammer of his justice. Jamie, thank you so much. And just go for it. You need a break, hand it back, but go for it.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve and Doug, for having me on again. And Lord willing, my internet connection will hold up. I'm in the middle of a big snowstorm right now, so I'm sitting in front of a 6x6 picture window, and it's just dumping right in front of me. But Lord willing, we'll be able to get through it. And I guess if all else fails, we'll just cut the we can cut the video, and we'll just do audio. But yeah, it's interesting, as Steve was saying, listeners, is that, you know, we hadn't talked before we literally jumped on about 10 minutes ago. We hadn't discussed anything, and Steve was bringing up Henry Goover and Dmitri Dudeman. I said, that's interesting. Those are the notes that I have on my papers right here. And also on the other side of me, I have my Bible open to Deuteronomy 28. Just rereading the particular curses that God brings upon a reprobate nation, as Steve stated. And the detail was with which the Lord deals with a reprobate nation like Mystery Babylon, United States of America. By the way, save your nasty grams, because I just delete them anyways. Everybody who wants to send me a nasty gram about it's the Catholic Church, blah, 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 just save them, okay? Like, it doesn't have any effect or bearing on me. And now, I could be totally wrong, but still your militancy and your doctrinal preferences really don't have much bearing. America, when you know a peek behind the veil, like a person like me has had, or like Steve, that's not any arrogancy, that's just by God's grace, for lack of a better word, to be allowed to have a peek behind a veil, you'll have no doubt what America is. And so what we see, even as laid out and illustrated in great detail in Deuteronomy 28, is a particular takedown and takeover of a reprobate nation from within and without, as Steve so spirit-ledly coined this interview that we're doing today. We have, on an international sphere, the U.S. is being systematically shamed and humiliated and defeated on every battle space imaginable, whether it's subsurface warfare, surface warfare, electronic warfare, cybernetic warfare, all the different psychological warfare machinations. And then you get up into the actual kinetic. It doesn't matter if it's the withdrawal of Afghanistan, or, you know, the inability to even take care of business in the Gaza Strip by supporting Israel, or what's going on in the Bin El Mandeb Strait with the Houthis and the Yemenis and the Iranian problem and Russia and China and Taiwan and the island of Guam and Japan, which is a major ally and a major strategic military operating outpost for us, all being at simultaneously pumped, for lack of a better word, on every single angle geopolitically. That doesn't even include what's going on in Central and South America and our neighbors to the north in Canada with Trudeau and the total sellout and being given over to the CCP up to our neighbors in the north with the staging of major Chinese military assets. Even what's going on in with Brazil and Guyana and Venezuela and this communist staging ground. These are military operating outposts. These are strategic forward operating bases for the communists, which is interesting that that's very particular language that Dmitry Dudeman mentioned, is that the communists from inside the United States of America would foment rebellion and revolution in the interior in order to soften it enough to actually come in kinetically from the exterior, right? From our different coastal areas, from the Gulf and the Atlantic and the Pacific, and also the Northwest, and then up through the southern border. So all this is part and partial to what's going on right now in real time. So we'll just fast forward to something extremely prescient. The edict, for lack of a better word, that just recently came out by Governor Abbott regarding Texas and Texas's right to self-defense null and void of the federal government. This is a written statement to the federal government by the governor of Texas to basically roll out what would be a de facto secession from the oversight of the federal government, to allow themselves carte blanche to initiate their own defensive campaigns against what they have specifically called invasion, a militaristic, militant, martial-based invasion of the southern border. This is also going on in California to a limited degree, and as Steve just mentioned off air before we turned on the cameras here, is that Montana, along with six other states, have said that they will also commit National Guard troops to assist in protecting the border with the state of Texas. What we have going on here, ladies and gents, cannot be overstated. There's no amount of hyperbolic, sensationalistic language that could be used here to get this across to the listeners, is that the U.S. is in the midst of war without and war within to a de facto quasi-proclamation of civil disobedience and civil rebellion against the centralized federal government. And this is very particular because of the psychological predictive programming that has been being sown really since the abomination desolation took office, but more in particular, even just within the last 2 years. So when we look at the recent predictive programming of Leave the World Behind on Netflix, by the way, I'm not endorsing any of these movies, but in that movie, it's particular that it says they lay out the plan of the global elite in that movie, right? Julia Roberts and kind of these other big name actors. They say that nations from without are sowing psychological warfare through cyber warfare to create civil war in the center of the U.S. to soften it before they come for a kinetic invasion. Dmitry Dudeman saw 39 years ago, I believe Steve said, the vision of America being softened by civil war from within before the kinetic invasion from without comes and takes over the United States of America. Henry Groover, same thing. He saw the shutdown of communications through what we can, you know, speculate as some type of limited cyber war thing, cessation of communications to strategic command centers within the U.S. so that there would be chaos fomented inside the U.S. and then the kinetic invasion from without. Now, let me fast forward to the up and coming predictive programming in the spring of this year, 2024. Just so happens to be prior to the election. There is a movie to be released. The listeners can go watch the trailer called Civil War. And in that movie, even within the trailer of that movie, they specifically talk about the Western States Rebellion led by Texas and California and 19 other states that are in open rebellion against the federal government, to the point to which they have to conduct airstrikes with this centralized federal government military on U.S. citizens. Insert Greg Evenson and what he was told. Steve, I know that you've talked about this ad nauseum. Greg Evenson, an awesome warrior, had the pleasure of meeting with and speaking with him out there at the Whitestone Conference, Steve, out there in Bozeman years ago, and get to fellowship with his amazing wife from time to time. And he specifically had very particular intelligence stating that the federal government would be yard farming or conducting airstrikes on U.S. citizens. So now enter the Strategic World Economic Forum Davos Group communistic, which is theosophy at its root, which is Luciferianism at its core, invasion of the U.S. in both Texas, Arizona, and California to foment the necessary environment for the optics to create internal civil war and strife in this election year for a kinetic invasion from without in the very near future. Steve?
Well, I think it's critical, everyone, that what you grasp is this, that there has never been a successful, and there have been successful communist takeovers without internal revolution, bloodshed, and the attempt of those who want to overthrow the country. In this case, it's the Democrats and the Republican whore lackeys that basically made war on the living God. Now, you know, Jamie, we talked about that and we watched it happen, but the majority of people missed it, in my opinion. Because again, Second Psalm says the kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord's anointed, Jesus, saying, we will not have this man rule over us. And the hatred of a nation once blessed to the source of all the blessings and protection during World War I and World War II, now it's coming to our doorstep. And ladies and gentlemen, the second part of this title is, there's no turning back. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And ladies and gentlemen, now you'll understand the entity in the White House. According to my source in the background, Jamie, he has single-handedly turned every one of America's allies against us. It doesn't matter if it's Japan, doesn't matter if it's South Korea, doesn't matter. Everyone now is infuriated. And it started out, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, with foreign aid being linked to the woke and broke philosophy of outright reprobate behavior and the sexual mutilation of children. If you're outside of this world, you would think, and I mean, it's evident, it's prima facie, that our nation has gone insane. When Supreme Court, the latest one, could even define what a woman is, and now we have the Supreme Court ruling against Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, there are people headed to Texas with their trucking, with their big rigs. And also there's a lot of people that have said, this is where we stand or we don't have a chance. And ladies and gentlemen, God will have a remnant. A remnant is that which remains. So I would pay specific attention, because one of the questions, Jamie, I want you to address is, as a warrior, as a Marine, as someone who's been all around the world, and, you know, the point is, you've seen kinetic situations. How do you see this playing out? Because it's a sick SOB, and that son of Baal, or Baal, that says, your AR-15s won't do any good against my F-16s. What the bleep is that guy even talking about? You brought it up. Greg Evenson said a long time ago, 10 years ago, I think, that it's called yard farming. And the U.S. Air Force, and then the Civil War clip that was playing in the background, as Jamie was talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you should understand now, they know what's coming. They're planning for what's coming. And I would urge everyone who's an Air Force retiree, especially combat pilots, bomber pilots, to put this in the back of your mind. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I know pilots that are literally aces, and by their records, and they said that's what they think. I don't know what that means. I'm not giving anything out. But ladies and gentlemen, this goes kinetic. It's going to be like anything never seen before. So Jamie, tell from a warrior standpoint how you see this playing out.
Yeah, that's a good question, Steve, because there's a lot of, I use the word, faulty self-actualization out there, as in particular the Christians and the Christian truthers, but also the general populace, even the rah-rah Americana, you know, come and take it from my cold dead hand type of mentality, which I'm all about, right? I'm all about that bravado and that old school American toughness. But where the faulty self-actualization comes into purview, the reality is that most people can't concede what it's like to come up against a well-trained, highly equipped, technologically and firepowerly superior force like the United States Marine Corps, or even other aspects of the United States military, as a normal civilian. To put it in context, my battalion in the Marine Corps Infantry, as a part of the march up to Baghdad 2003, right, taking it up, was tip of the spear and like what would be a reconnaissance platoon within the United States Marine Corps. We took Baghdad. Then we retrograded to Anajaf, Iraq. Anajaf, Iraq is considered the second most holy city in all of Islam. It's where a major imam and prophet of Islam is buried, second to Mecca as far as its value. There's a Hajj that occurs there every year. So think of the strategic significance of the city to Islam. At that time, it was a city of about 2.5 million, give or take, you know, our estimates. And with a battalion of 1,200 Marines, that includes all the support staff. So not everybody's a war fighter. Not everybody's a trigger puller. But that's the entirety of the unit with all the support that's engaged in it. We took down that city without firing a shot. Deposed the government, deposed military, deposed everybody, and cordoned and controlled a city of 2.5 million, the second most holy city in all of Islam, in 45 minutes. 100 Marines against 2.5 million Muslims, and they knew we were coming. So people do not understand the violence of action with which the United States military, or any military force for that matter, when we're looking future tense at the kinetic invasion of the Chinese, what they bring to bear on the populace. So the PSYOP is to convince you that you somehow have this chance to consolidate all into one area where you're cannon fodder for this far superior fighting force that most people don't know and understand. Guys like myself or other guys that are trained, when somebody says, come and take it, I'm at my house. For me, we're like, good to go, bro. We'll be right there. We're bored. Like, that's something for us to do for the next 20 seconds as we breach your door with a dynamic entry and clear your house in a matter of 20 seconds or less, and everybody in there is dead while you were waiting there with your firearm aimed at the door. That's just what our capabilities are. Then we that doesn't even include all of our force multipliers with our ISR platforms and indirect, you know, fire support missions and air superiority and our FACs and forward observer and our we just build out its concentric circles of our ability to conduct all of our martial methods whenever necessary. So what we see going on at the border is this is very strategic. I want to make the statement clear from the research and the investigative journalism that has been put out on fear for the past 4 years. Governor Abbott is unequivocally a World Economic Forum bought and paid for proxy. He's a puppet. So when you see these statements that look like rah-rah Americana, hardcore patriotic movement, you need to understand that he is playing a particular role to foment to a particular end state, right? This is the Hegelian dialectic. But what the communists actually operate off of what's called a deception dialectic. It's very particular that came out from both Lenin and onward. This deceptive dialectic, the listeners can go and research and dig into that, which again is rooted in theosophy. Anybody who's familiar with Madame Blavatsky and then Alice Bailey, which are at the core root of the United Nations, and the Lucifer Trust, which has now been rebranded as the Lucius Trust. And she was specifically sent into Russia to influence the czars through all these high level occultic Luciferianism on a paradigm that most people can't even comprehend. That is communism. Theosophy is at the root of the American elite. All the American elite, including our unelected officials, right? And the different ruling elite at these high level of these arcane mystery school practitioners, it is all centered in theosophy. So when Dmitry Dudeman said that communists from inside the U.S. were going to foment the Civil War, he wasn't kidding. That was Holy Spirit inspired direct revelation from the Lord God of the heavens armies to know and understand what this thing was going to be rooted in. So what you see going on the border right now with, 22,000 people crossing it in the last week, approximately 10,000 Chinese military age fighting males a day being let in, the DHS telling the Border Patrol and ICE agents, and other aspects of our customs and customs protection agencies to have stand down orders to allow these guys to process in, even the revelations of the TSA now being given stand-down orders to allow illegals to fly in without any documentation. They can walk through the air while your kids are being molested by TSA and the old ladies are being offended by the TSA. The illegal immigrants are being given carte blanche by the Biden administration to come into stage. We also have the reports coming out of Long Beach Harbor with the amount of weapons and weapons armaments and weapons parts coming through the shipping container through Long Beach Harbor that is part and partially owned by the CCP, or it was for a time. It's changed hands a couple times, and shipping container after shipping container after shipping container is coming into this nation, pre-staging equipment and people all across the United States of America. And again, this is being done in real time, in our faces, without any restraints. I don't know, Steve. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of this, but Jamie,
if I can. Abbott spent three flipping years sending the very people you're referencing into the interior as opposed to getting them out of our country. Go ahead.
And so then we have all the, you know, from Feinstein to Solwell to whatever, you know, all these different congressmen, congresswomen, senators, even low level local officials, all the way down to county road commissioners have been caught taking payouts from the CCP for stand down orders. We also have the particular nuances of, you know, the Wei Fang, who would be, you know, the equivalent of our head of Department of Defense in China, openly talking openly over and over and over again about the kinetic invasion of the U.S. mainland, about our replacement theology for the true and first replacement theology, how they're going to bring in 300 million Chinese over the course of 9 months to a year to replace the American population, not to mention the hot mic incident involving Wei Fang and some other leaders of what the Chinese central command structure, talking about how they had an assured stand-down orders from the West Coast to the Rocky Mountain Range from Governor Newsom. Oh, that's interesting. Who's the Democrat, you know, golden boy, my potential presidential candidate to against Big Mike? I mean, Michelle Obama, right? Big Mike Obama at the exact same time is this Governor Newsom. So you have this thread of real-time OSINT, open source intelligence, in our faces of exactly what they're doing, exactly what comes next, and nobody is paying attention to it. Doug and Steve, do you guys remember the Jade Helm 1 and 2 drills that happened, I can't even remember now, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago now, where special forces operators were practicing in real time, fast roping onto the roofs in Dallas, Texas, for yes. Dissident extraction drills?
There was no
warning to the to the civilian populace.
Oh yeah.
So this stuff isn't. There isn't some like, oh my goodness, there's some crazy thing going on at the border. And wow, these Texans, man, they're patriotic, rah rah, and Abbott's really standing up against the global elite and against the federal government, against the Biden administration. This all going exactly to plan, not plan. This is going exactly God plan against a reprobate nation.
I think it's critical too, Jamie, that the pre-positioning of billions of rounds of ammo and hundreds of thousands of rifles and heavy machine guns and man pads, any tank weapons and stuff that you brought to the attention of the viewers last time, those are strategically placed throughout the country. And ladies and gentlemen, the joke was that, Walmart had a lot more to offer than just simply what was on its shelves. And because of the CCP being the primary manufacturing base, there's nothing that goes on in China that would be fair market. It's all controlled market, that the weapons and the ammunition and the command, control, and communication is being taken care of for the different groups by the free hell phones, okay? And not only that, but they get debit cards. So in essence, the displacement of the white American Christian, and because I will say Joy Reid, the person that wants to have blonde hair, when she vilified the all the problems are white Christians. The hatred towards whites is off the charts. Now, some people think, oh, that's just payback for slavery. No, it isn't. It's called the displacement and replacement. What Jamie just said is really critical. If you understand the xenophobic nature of the Chinese, they believe they're going to inherit the United States. And one of my, Jamie, a veteran who listens to this program, literally encountered one of them in Utah. And he said, you know, you're not going to walk in here and just take over. And the guy said to him, he's basically said, well, I won't tell you the other words he said, but you stupid American, we already own your country. And it was interesting because just Wei Fang, and also a guy by the name of Shen Ping, and this is his real name, said, with our bioweapon, we defeated the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, they are pushing the 17 million people dead. You know, that's not accurate. It's just not accurate. China alone has over 100 million casualties. And how do they find out? By basically ancillary evidence that that's how many cell phones went offline. And China demands that their citizens have cell phones. And the same thing that we're finding out from the insurance industry, obviously the embalmers, they don't have the statistical stuff. But remember, there are always two sets of books. And nothing the CDC, Center for Disease Creation, Center for Destroying Children, Center for Disgusting Commitment, and the National Institute of Health, they're all bought and paid for. So the thing that is critical, and Jamie addresses, because the word genocide, the word extinction, human extinction, annihilation, those are all words that are contained in Jesus' statement. If God the Father didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, those who are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ in a faith relationship, having repented of their sins, the bottom line is there be no flesh, human flesh or animal flesh left alive. Go ahead and deal with that because, again, there's no I'd say this, very little truth in the puke pits of America because there's nothing but whores, warlocks, and witches that are controlling the Christian narrative, and one of the, and I won't name the guy's name, but one of the lead evangelical writers just came out and said, well, we've got to love the gays. And, you know, in essence, he turned instantly from a biblical revelation. He'd even make the Pope look like Little League. The point is that now we're watching war within the church, without the church, and we're going to watch it in the house of faith, in the houses of faith. And when Tom Horn wrote the book, Blood on the Altar, very telling and compelling because the Bible talks about there are people that will kill us and say they're doing God a favor. And again, I want to make it clear, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said they went out from amongst us, but they were not of us. And again, by the proximity factor, notice how close Judas got to Jesus and notice it was over money. Gee, that sounds like the mega church, mega bucks. And so, Jamie, deal with that because I think people have got to have a reality check, and I don't know how it's going to happen until they're football, basketball, baseball, ice hockey, all spectator sports go dead on the TV. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the very particular nature about the biblical precedents that God's laid out for us about what to expect next. In particular, as Mystery Babylon, but secondarily as a reprobate nation, as dealt with in Deuteronomy 28, and obviously through all the major and minor prophets, how God's constantly speaking against these wicked nations. And by the way, Jeremiah 50 and 51 as well, too, speaking to the destruction of the daughter of Babylon, of Mystery Babylon. And that language is suddenly in an instant. Suddenly, in an instant, suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. It uses the same language over and over and over again. Sudden ruin, suddenly. And what's particular about it is that it speaks to the nature that there will be some degree of normalcy up until the suddenly. Even the qualifier, I know there's layers built within here, but like as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, right? We speak about that. There's all kinds of different layers with the transhumanism, the wickedness, the perversion, right? The corruption of the human race, all these different things. But in those scriptures, it also gives the qualifier that it will be like the days of Noah, it'll be like the days of Lot, where there will be normalcy, and then there's not. There's just not. suddenly in an instant, it's done. And as instant, in a single day, in a single hour, I saw the smoke arising from all of our cities, all the merchants of the earth. So that means there's still some active commerce. It says all the cessation of her entertainment industry. That's Broadway on one coast and Hollywood on the other coast. They cease to exist. The money changers, that's the COMEX on Manhattan Island. It says it ceases to exist. All these things cease to exist suddenly in an instant. Side note, while I'm thinking about this, while my pea brain's racing a million miles an hour, most people don't know that, New York has a very particular deep water port, a significant deep water port. And as the ships are traversing the Atlantic and they're coming into that deep water port for offloading, they have a particular sign that lets them know when to start adjusting their course and waiting for the tugs to bring them up into the mouth of the Hudson where the deep water port is. Most people don't know about this, but it is a giant water tower on the edge of a suburb of New York City called Babylon, New York. And there's a giant water tower that says Babylon right at the mouth of the Hudson River into the deep water port where all the merchants of the earth come to offload their goods to the narcissistic, luxury-loving Americans. So particularly nuanced who Mystery Babylon is to the detail. God has not missed a single detail. So again, when we're looking at this suddenly in an instant, and we're thinking about the reality of the Chinese, stratospheric balloon that was allowed to traverse Montana, North Dakota to pull the nuclear football code, the encryption technology to delay the codes from the PIOC, right? The Presidential Operations Command in central command structure in D.C. or Cheyenne Mountain or, all the other different deep underground military bases to delay it. We don't understand how quick this suddenly comes. The fact that 12 missileers plus missileer command staff at our nuclear facilities have been fired unannounced out of nowhere should tell you what's coming next. The fact that we just decided to refit and upgrade all of our terrestrial-based nuclear silos out of the blue, which are so antiquated, it's not even funny, right at the peak of the threat of global nuclear annihilation should tell you how significant this suddenly can come. The reality that under the abomination, GridX1 and GridX2 drills were conducted where Chinese and Russian intelligence apparatus were brought in to perform a quote-unquote simulation on how to take down the U.S. power grid and bring it back online successfully should tell you how quick this suddenly can come. And Steve, you mentioned it. People do not and this is why Biden, it's probably the only truthful thing Biden's ever said is that our AR-15s aren't going to mean anything compared to his F-16s, right? People don't understand. The American populace can't conceive of combined arms movements against AR-15s or like what would be a nominal assault rifle or hunting rifle or whatever it is. Cruiser weapons and indirect fire weapons and heavy weapon systems and anti-tank armor systems and infantry fighting vehicles and armored personnel carriers and different levels of battle tanks and self-propelled artillery pieces, the American populace cannot conceive of what it looks like to deal with a legitimate militaristic threat, whether it's foreign or domestic. They can't even conceive of it. I mean, it's literally like an ant barking at you, trying to throw little specks of sand at you, and you look at it and laugh. Our AR-15s literally mean nothing to a true kinetic involvement with a far superior technologically and kinetically militaristic power.
Jamie,
Steve,
wait a second. Wait a second. Okay, I watched Red Dawn, the first one. All right, the Wolverines put the hurt on the invading forces. Okay, there's a well-known article. What good is a handgun against an army? Good argument, okay, that we could really F you folks up, all right? But put a real monkey in your wrench, a fly in your ointment. Is that not true?
That's unequivocally true. I mean, that's the nature of insurgency, counterinsurgency. We call them coin ops, right? Counterinsurgency operations. Like, that's the nature of coin ops, and it's a thorn in your side, but it's nothing. I mean, if we wanted to destroy Afghanistan, we could have done it in 6 weeks. That's not what it was about. It was about keeping the economy afloat by propping up the petrodollar because it was in free fall, and the military industrial complex needed one more agonal gas death gurgle of the petrodollar. Same thing that's going on right now with October 7th in Israel and Hamas and Iran and all these different geopolitical, geostrategic maneuvers is about the death gurgles of the petrodollar. So, yes, although there's insurgencies, counterinsurgencies, this tit for tat stuff going on, it's a thorn in the side, but it's not enough to ever deter, you know, a larger military force. And I know even with making comments like this, all the rah, rah, hardcore American patriotic people, Second Amendment guys and all that stuff are going to crawl out of the woodwork and call me all kinds of names and say all kinds of, you know, send me all kinds of nasty grams. Not one of them has ever been in combat. Not one of them has. They have no clue what it's. Faulty self-actualization. Hey, listen, I'm glad for it. I'm glad there's that bravado. We need that tough guy testicular fortitude that's going to still take the fight, you know, to the enemy, foreign or domestic, whatever it looks like. But I'm just saying that the larger picture is what this looks like is a wholesale boot on the neck of the American populace internally to afford the opportunity for the external kinetic invasion. That's what it's getting to. So, Steve?
Well, I think that Doug's point is this, Jamie. You know this, that a well-trained and supplied guerrilla group can really mess up the best orchestration of a battlefield. I'm not a warrior. You are. But I will tell you this, that it's my impression, the spirit, that you're going to see some high-profile people starting to have accidents, you know? I mean, intentional accidents. I believe there's tier one guys out there that know they've waited for this, and they're the only ones that, in my opinion, you know, can really make a difference. Like all the WEFers, okay, I'm so sick of them saying how they're going to kill us, how they're going to starve us, how they're going to shove our own feces down our throats, how we're going to be drinking urine, how we're going to own nothing and be happy. And meanwhile, that little gerbil from hell, in my opinion, Yuval Harari, the little demon only missing his ears pointed, is saying there is no God, but then they're going to turn over to the artificial God. God takes the wicked in their own devices. But I'm telling you, unless people get smart who have the capabilities and abilities to start making an impact on them, you're watching it, in my opinion, Doug and Jamie, you're watching no blowback kinetic. You're watching no takeout kinetic. And the only thing you're seeing is a Wall Street Journal mouthpiece at Davos going, we've lost our ability to control the news. You sure the bleep have, because you never told the truth. And so, again, we know this, and I think Doug and Jamie, you're a better, but, you know, maybe they can't win, but in the long run, if the people rise up, now that's the key, and I don't see that happening. I want to make it clear, you guys. But
yeah, I don't see that happening either.
Yeah, so I'll turn it right over to Jamie. The thing is bravado does not take out enemies, okay? Actions take out enemies. And until they have to pay a price, and look, I wrote a book about this. You know, I didn't even publish it. It's called Lucifer's Luggage in America. And the deal is a lot of it was centered around coordinated guerrilla warfare against the United States. And I don't know why I never published it, but that's another story. Suitcase Nukes in America, Lucifer's Luggage. So, what is your opinion on real guerrilla warfare? Because we're watching Chinese troops coming in. We're watching the cartels that can buy any weapon system they want. You know, I know enough about that world, having tried to be enlisted in it 20 years ago. I mean, in essence, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, and it's not It's not a smorgasbord or banquet or sandwich shop to order. You can buy anything. And by anything, I mean anything. You want a nuclear trigger? You can buy it. You want plutonium? You can buy it. And in essence, what people don't understand is that we're watching the total invasion of the United States taking place. And like ants, they're going to come up. I know not only me, but others have had that vision all at once. And ladies and gentlemen, there was a movie called Gone in 60 Seconds. U.S. is gone in 90 seconds. 90 seconds. Our command structure, our nuclear protocols. And by the way, they admitted the other day, whether it's true or not, Jamie, they lost a nuclear football. But there are protocols and nuclear weapons that it's just not, you know, you lock on the general or the, excuse me, president gives an order to fire, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of fail safes in that. By the time they get through the fail safe and the verification process, I mean, we're toast. Go ahead, sir.
And look, let me interject one last time here before you go on. What you said, Steve, real quick, put this image up if you don't mind. Okay, talking about taking people out. Alexander, that spawn of Satan, Soros, posted this on Twitter, and I responded to this. This is a friggin' threat. To the left is a bullet hole. To the right is a fistful of money. This is a thinly veiled threat against President Donald Trump. $47. Bullet hole, 47. Put it together. It doesn't take Einstein to do this. Okay, Steve, talking about taking people out, this is what the left, the communists, the wefers, the MFers, Steve, God bless you, want to do. All right, go ahead, Jamie. I didn't mean, I just wanted to show that.
Just a minute, and I'll turn it right over to you. There's others that figured out the code. The going price right now to kill a former president of the United States is over $100 million. So in essence, Doug, it's not like 47 or 47 million. Some people I reached out to in Europe and in Asia, they basically said, no, that's a code, Steve. That the going rate is $100 million. Doug, I'll lay odds that Soros won't even get a visit from the Secret Service. Jamie, go ahead.
Navarro's being sentenced today. Hunter Biden's walking, selling finger paints for $1.5 million. Justice is gone. Go ahead, Jamie. Go ahead.
You know, and this is the totality of what it looks like to be given over. And again, people, I think we addressed this last week. You know, they want to communicate to people as if they're in ignorance. Or as if this country just somehow slipped away and lost its moral compass because of ignorance. It has nothing to do with ignorance. It's freaking delusional. Amen. And I was a cop. You know, I worked with the U.S. Marshals. I was a street cop for a little while before I became a firefighter paramedic. Done a couple different careers in my life. And the way you deal with somebody who's ignorant on the streets is completely different than the way you deal with somebody who's delusional. Somebody who is delusional, there is no framework with which to operate. It is just sheer force because they are delusional. There's no amount of empirical data, objectivity, rationalization, heartstring appeals, whatever it is, intellect, academia, however you're trying to penetrate their paradigm, you're not going to get through because they're delusional. And what it says in particular about a reprobate nation is that they are given over to blindness, confusion, madness, groping around in the darkness. This is all language from Deuteronomy 28, and they are delusional. And this is the thing that pisses me off, is all the Christians like, oh, the devil's making me do it. The devil's making me do it. I'm like, the devil ain't making you do it, bro. Your carnality chose it. And in fact, your carnality chose it so many times, the Lord's given you over to it. It's actually God sends the delusion, not the powers of darkness. God sends the delusion. So here we have this nation that's so freaking delusional, it's insane to even conceive of everything's open in our face. We talked about the sex trafficking and the child sex trafficking and the two-tier judicial system and the Babylonian money magic and the perversions of the world and the global traumas that we create and the wholesale slaughter of children and the torture and the torment, everything from the Hutus and the Tutsis in Rwanda to Bosnia, Herzegovina and Slovenia to what happened in Libya and North Africa to blowing up our own allies' energy source with Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 into Germany. Like, everything we do is because we're freaking delusional. And this thing's coming down the pipeline so fast it'll make our head spin. And to the naysayers out there that don't understand the mentality of American law enforcement, in particular federal law enforcement, and also our military that have this Pollyanna mindset of like, they would never do that. They would never go along with that. Our American citizens would never do that. I say, you are dead, dead freaking wrong. There is a small portion that will go along with that. But I will tell you this. When I was a Marine infantryman, a sergeant in the Marine Corps infantry, I was trained to despise all civilians. We were trained that they were a lower caste. They are basically useless eaters. I say this not in any vainglorious, like, I'm not defending this. This is just where I was at. I understand the global elite, how they believe in their altruistic, you know, it's a counterfeit perverse altruism, that they believe that they have a divine right to lead and guide humanity because they're useless leaders. I understand how they arrive at that perspective because I was trained in that way. If we were commanded when I was stationed at 29 Palms to go into LA and squash the libtards once and for all time, we've been like, freaking A, man, let's go, like, load it up. Like, we will go and assault LA. We wouldn't even hesitate to do it. Now, there are patriotic people within those communities in law enforcement that will not, but I would say, this is no exaggeration, 70% of our military and our law enforcement, local, state, and federal, will do whatever they are commanded to do. Although they may not like it, they will do it because they want to protect money. It is every single thing in every one of those professions that I perform. Every single thing was about towing the line for the to dispel any community shame, those warrior communities, so that they do not experience any form of shame and letting the brothers down. And secondarily, maybe it's primarily, was pensions. They will do anything to protect what they think is monetary gain for them and their families. Law enforcement in particular will obey any order that comes down from their command to protect their pensions. I saw it, and it was talked about in every locker room. From the first 6 months that most guys enter law enforcement, the only conversation around every water cooler or locker room or in the gym or whatever, or before or after duty or shifts, is about their freaking pension actuary and about how much time they have to do to get 0.0013 more on their monthly pension. They don't care what they have to do. They will not compromise that by any way, shape, or form. So, Doug, well, Steve,
I agree.
That's
with
the
that.
Reality of what's coming down the pipeline.
Is there enough military though? Okay, that's the thing. And history, when you look at history, because you're a great historian, by the way, folks. Jamie Walden, Omega Dynamics. Please go there. Omega Dynamics, his book, fantastic. Steve Quayle, Private Briefings. I got it right this time. in my absence, but Jamie, okay. Historically, has there ever been a military of a country that's gone against an armed populace? Go ahead.
I think there's precedence with that. You know, across the whole spectrum, globally. We see that multiple times, and though they may have limited success, generally it is a limited success. So this gets into even the unique nature of, like, we'll say the American Revolution, right? This is where that 3% comes into play. You see people rocking out these 3%ers, which is the stupidest thing you could ever do, is to publicly broadcast that if you knew and understood our threat fusion centers and all that kind of stuff, that you openly support that. But the reality was even during the American Revolution, is only 3% of the colonists were actively involved in the rebellion against the crown, right? Against the oversight of the British Empire. But what's unique to the reality of why that 3% was able to be successful against, at that time, what was the greatest empire in the world, is because the British Empire was collapsing internally because of the corruption and the debauchery and the hyperinflationary nature of their money and the overextension of their global empires and all the infighting, and because of the corruption, they couldn't sustain military operations on foreign soils anymore. That's the only reason why the colonists, were successful during the American Revolution. So as far as the success of an armed population against a war and military, historically, I'm sure there's something that I'm missing in there. I have a degree in history, and studied a lot of comparative history, but historically, I would say no. I'm sure there's outliers, very extreme outliers, but that's because it was the failing of the superior superpower, or they redirected assets somewhere else for usually to protect their currency from being debased any further. That's what it's always about, is currency, and currency debasement is ultimately what it's about at the end of the road. So, yeah, short answer.
Well, again, you use the British Empire. Britain had to cross the Atlantic to resupply. And now we're taking here, Jimmy, here's, after all the years of being on talk radio, Doug, too, and to the listening audience, it's all about global population genocidal annihilation of human beings. And, look at this. We've got the glorification of Gomorrahification going on. In essence, Sodom and Gomorrah were really destroyed. Yet what we're watching is the absolute shaking our fists in the face of a holy God. I don't even believe 99.99% Christians understand God's holiness and his justice. And so now we're at a point in history where Mystery Babylon, call it Daughter Babylon, and Jamie, I know you've had it, I've had it so many years, obviously I'm older, but people just cannot believe. Well, America is not in the Bible. It certainly is, as a daughter of Babylon, as the island that sits, casually, in the seas, the young lions of Tarshish, all this stuff. But it's imperative that people understand. The global elite have already said they're going to knock off 250 million people. I don't believe that is even registering. By the way, for the record, I was the one that brought the Deagle Report into the whole understanding, at least presented, that's a better word, presenting it to the talk radio crowd, to the people that are so well informed. But Doug, I think your frustration is, when does that information, when does it, how should I say this, go into action? And so getting back to Governor Abbott, look, he's dispersed, let's just say this, whatever percentage of the immigrants are military members of whatever terrorist group or foreign invading armies, they're distributed throughout the United States. We got them in Bozeman, Montana now. So the point is that, Jamie, in your estimation, let's just say this. You know what's going on. We can take the MODUS, but the Deagle Report says 250 million Americans are going to be murdered by now in 2025. Maybe it takes an extra year, but ladies and gentlemen, I can't even express the how incredulous I become when I see just the, I'm going to flip on the Super Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Pineapple Bowl, whatever bowls are out there. I know the toilet bowl. That's when everything gets crappy and gets flushed. But the bottom line is that we're at this point now, and yet there's a disconnect. And my prayer before the Lord is, God, please take the veil and the scales off your people's eyes. The veil is what keeps them from seeing. The scales are what measures everything out. So when people need to understand this, every single person that is a whatever Bible believing Christian, and notice, you guys, that the rhetoric against Christians is off the charts. It's becoming so apparent. And you know what? When Joy Reid makes that statement, I wish somebody would have said, "You bleeping bleep, you communist bleep. What the bleep are you even thinking of? And so, Doug, there is no challenge. Here's the thing. There is no challenge at the point of mind control. And I believe she's preparing everybody for that. It's you evil white people. But you're a communist bleep. So anyway, Jamie, deal with that. Because, again, how do we, and again, I think I have the answer to that. All we can do is what God's given us to do at the moment, and God will use our words against them. And Doug, all the people that have warned, scorned, ridiculed, mocked, and kept people from coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, unless they repent, they're damned because of the blind leading the blind. And I would ask this, why do they listen to your program, Doug? Jamie, why do you think people listen? You know, if we're all so messed up, we don't know what we're talking about, yet everything we've said has come to pass. Even the bioweaponization of COVID-19, the blah, blah, blah. You can't name anything, all of the exercises. So, Doug, what do you think? Why do you think people listen to us? And, you know, again, the thing is, Jamie, you're a good judge of, how should I say this, warrior mentality and lack of it.
So, well, Steve, just real quick, let the sheep be sheep. We are out here to awaken lions. It's time now to act. And if you don't act, and your action is different than mine, everyone has to read their own emails, their own letters, but we are about ready to act. It's now time to act, but let the sheep be sheep, and let's talk to and awaken coordinate with the lions. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, amen. And you know, that's the centrality of what the burden has put on my heart, to strengthen and equip the warrior class of the saints for the days that are not ahead, but the days are here. Steve was kind enough to write the foreword to that book, you know, Dynamics, Equipping a Warrior Class of Christians for the Days Ahead. And you know, that's been my burden, is like, what are our omega dynamics? What are our powerful and effectual actions at the end of all things? Our omega dynamics. Because we have been given assurance in Daniel 11:32 that those who know their God will be strong and they'll go forth and do exploits. Exploits translates to daring feats of valor. You know, and I put this forward, I was just speaking at a men's conference thing out in Minnesota last week, actually when we did our interview last week, and I always put that forward. Could anybody look at your life, and would they say, whoa, that bro, that sister just did a daring feat of valor? Has anybody ever said that about you in your life? Because I have an assurance by the Lord Most High that there will be a particular cast of people of whom that will be said. And it will be said of them because of the singularity of one thing. They know their God. Not that they know the latest greatest intel. Not that they know 1611 King James only. Not because they want to murder you because the shape of the earth, because you're a globetard, which is the most amazing thing I've ever been called, as a globetard. I was like, hilarious. You can call me a globetard all you want. That's hilarious, right? But it's not because they know that, or they know eschatology, or they know how to speak in tongues, and they know other super duper prophets and prophetessness and all this bull crap. It's that they know their God. And they know the face of Jesus Christ. They seek his face, not just his hand, and they will be strong through their God, back to the glory of their God, and they'll actually go forth and do daring feats of valor. Because the reality of what's coming on the face of the earth, there's nothing that can sustain you or prepare you other than anointing of your God. This is what distinguished Joshua and Caleb from the other 2.5 to 4 million Israelites at the time. Two bros, only two, knew their God. And those two, out of that, I mean, people can't conceive of the signification of the smallness and the minutia of what a remnant is. Two out of 2.5 to 4 million Israelites, depending on what you study at the time, had a knowing of their God. How did they have a knowing of your God? Exodus 33. And Moses would meet with God as a man would meet with his friend, and then he would go out and administer to the camp. He would administer to the Israelites. But Joshua, his young aide, refused to leave the tent of meeting. He would not leave the presence of his God. He knew his God. He knew his voice. He knew his divine power. He knew his faithfulness. He knew that the Lord God Almighty was the one who was Semper Fidelis. He knew that he would not be mocked. He knew that his power would go before him in all things. He knew that his God was his provision. His God was his protection. His God was his strength. His God was everything. It was not by his might nor by his power, but by the very Spirit of living God. He did not trust in the strength of his legs. He did not trust in horse or chariot. He knew his God. And so when God said, listen up, gents, go take the promised land. It's full of Nephilimic freak shows. Don't worry, I've delivered him into your hand. He's like, aye, aye, sir, I'm on it. Because I know it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. And they went and they took the land. See, that is the distinguishing factor. And that's why all the nasty grammars, naysayer, armchair quarterbacker, YouTube, gun running and gunning, watching guys that have never done it, but they watch every YouTuber tier one operator out there. And so now they think they're a tier one operator, is going to say, this is all bull crap. This is all bull crap. And it's like, dude, you have no knowing of your God. So there's nothing that can turn back what is coming. All we can do is allow the sifting by the Spirit of God unto those who are distinguished by the Spirit of God. As Malachi 3:16 through 4:3 says, it says, then those who feared the Lord, not those who liked the Lord, those who feared the Lord were found talking with one another, and the Lord heard, and the Lord listened, and a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared him and who revered his name. And he said, and that day they will make up my treasured possession, and again I will distinguish them just as I distinguish those who serve me from those who do not. And he says, in that day the fire is going to come on the earth, but for those who fear me and revere me, they will go out like calves released from a straw. They will see righteousness come with healing in his wings. They will trample on their enemies, and they will be soul under the, they will be ashes under the soles of the feet. In that day when I act, says the Lord, he is making a distinction right now in real time. It is a definitive. He is dividing. He is separating. He is sifting. He was distinguishing. And it's not the rah-rah American patriotism, our hopes in Donald Trump and QAnon ilk. It's in those who know their God and their hope is in the Lord Most High alone. They know the face of Christ Jesus. They don't seek his hand. They actually seek his face, and they will go out and do daring feats of valor, right smack in the middle of the blackest darkness coming over the face of the whole earth. They will be among the ones who arise and shine because the glory of the Lord has arisen upon them. Steve?
Well, I don't think it could be said better than that. By the way, that Malachi scripture is my favorite. Everyone knows of the Book of Life, but very few know of the Book of Treasures. And what God says in that passage in Malachi is, they shall be mine. This is God speaking in that day when I make up their and I will deliver. Excuse me, I will deliver them. God's saying that. Here is the absolute truth. If I had to say my entire walk with Jesus, 52 years, I find no instance where men have ever delivered themselves from overwhelming odds, but I find massive amounts of biblical and historic references based on the Word of God where God has given the victory, i.e. to Gideon in 300, i.e. to those who wouldn't bow their knee to Baal, i.e. to those like Elijah. One guy doing 400 prophets of Baal, you know, can you imagine Elijah alive at the time of you two false prophets? I mean, there'd be a lot of them that'd be taken off the air. You know, so I think it's critical, ladies and gentlemen. What Jamie just shared, we've got to seek his face, and we're going into the land of giants, both literally and figuratively. And I think it's important. I get it, Jamie. I get bravado on, you know, I guess, you know, 200 grams of testosterone, and then, you know, then they usually wimp out and they have a name like, anger of the Lord, or God's sword, or, you know, something. And I say, you're a coward. You know, if they can't put their name on, well, I don't want the government to know. Man, there's nobody, and this is something people need to understand, there's nobody who talks on a cell phone that the NSA doesn't have voice printed. Every single person, either a cell phone, a landline, and that's why if you go to Utah, you'll see a massive National Security Agency building that's using more water, I think, than all of Salt Lake, fresh water. So I think it's critical, Doug, that people understand this. God is the determining factor. And so, you know, it's like King David. He knew when to pray. Lord, do I go up against them or do I wait until you show me their weakness? And Jamie, I think there's going to be so much, how should I say this, turning on each other. And that's biblical, is it not? When God's
enemies, absolutely, yeah.
When God's enemies turn their swords on each other. So go ahead and address that, because again, you know, you've laid out the case in these last two presentations that, you know, you don't go up against F-16s, you know. And by the way, I think that I don't believe that it's just a senile old man saying that. I think it's absolutely in his intent, as you brought up, late great, you know, in my opinion, great brother in the Lord, Greg Evenson, he warned us about yard farming. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, when those spineless jellyfish pukes came to all of our doors that were known to be gun owners and entered the GPS at your front door, they had to go to the front door. That was the reason. That was the plan. And that's the unless God delivers it from us, they're serious about that. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah. Let me shift gears for a second, Steve. And I know that this is something that you've done similar research on, and a lot of it I've actually learned from your in-depth research. But I just want to paint the macro for the listeners here just one last time, because there's a bigger overarching picture that I think most people don't understand why all these macro nuanced traumas and dramas of life are coming against them, even with the depopulation agenda. I mean, in particular, the depopulation agenda with Deagle, the World Economic Forum, what happened with the bioterrorism, all these other mechanisms. And that is the reality of this is a big gear shifting here I'm doing in real time, but it's the reality of the global elite are very well aware of God's judgment coming on the earth through astral catastrophism or celestial catastrophism. This is the overarching why, the big why for the necessity of World War III at all costs right now, with a limited particular language, limited nuclear exchange. This is why transhumanism, the alteration of the human genome because of the different magnetospheric interruptions of things that they know are coming, and the solar radiation. This is why the consolidation of all food production, this consolidation of shipping and supply chains, consolidation of all global governments, the restructuring of all monetary systems through central bank digital currencies in the World Economic Forum. This is the big why of the telecoms and the centralization of all media, and also the infrastructure for the ability to cancel culture and control all information flows. This is the why. The why is they
Jamie, you froze up there. Give it a minute.
Publicly know what is
coming. Hey, Jamie, your bandwidth is dropping and only every other word, but I think it's important, and I know where you're going. So until he comes back on, Doug, the bottom line is that they want to own what's left of the world. That's why all the money is being spent to look to the moon and Mars and go beyond the stars. They really believe that. And in essence, you know, we're watching the literal fulfillment of the scriptures, even in the Obadiah, the Old Testament, one chapter, though you set your nest amongst the stars, yet will I bring you down. It's parallel prophecy. You know, it's not just that it was just the Moabites or the Uptites, Hittites, Hivites, Neverites, and, you know, Adasites. And that's my short way of calling all of them the same name. But the point is they really ultimately believe they will escape God's eternal judgment, and they don't want to die. Zoltan Isvan, one of the most famous transhumanists, said at the heart of every transhumanist, he's one famous one, transhumanists don't want to die, because the Bible's very clear. It's given man once to die, and then the judgment. So
and Steve, this is why Harari, they want to avoid God's judgment. They want to be small g gods, live forever. That's why Harari is talking about this, exactly what you said. By the way, I need to tell Jamie and folks, Jamie will be on audio only. Because of his bandwidth, he dropped. So we're going to have him on audio only. But you're exactly right, Steve. And when Zuckerberg and all of the Good Club, it, folks, if you don't know what that is, look it up. The members of the Good Club creating these underground bunkers everywhere. Okay, I see a great opportunity for the cement business at this point, but that I digress. Go ahead, Steve, take it, and we'll see if Jamie's back. Go ahead.
Well, Jamie, are you back online? I don't want to interrupt. Okay. Well, I wrote the book Genetic Armageddon, it was before most people could even embrace race specific. And ultimately, haplogroup specific, all the way down to human specific genetic weapons. Okay. When I wrote the book Terminated, The End of Man is Here, Not Near, I put on the front cover two tombstones. Here lies the human race who failed to see their end when it stared them in the face. Doug, I still can't outdo that one. We're facing human extinction. The global elite, and by the way, Zuckerberg should have done his homework. That is ground zero. And we don't have the time right now. We'll maybe take it up on Monday. But the next private briefing coming out is a reality slap in the face, 100 gallons of the coldest water on your head of what North Korea's true capabilities are. I just saw, real quickly, the fact that Austin, by the way, I'll make a comment on Austin. That is not the real Austin. In essence, that I believe the timing between that Austin that we saw on a Zoom link versus the real Austin, I don't believe they're the same. And I know there are people, I won't say what they're doing, but they're validating that it's not the real Austin by, let's just say this, there's words, and I don't know the exact pronunciation of them, but they can tell the sophistication of when something is CGI, computer generated imaging. They can tell when it's run by AI. When you combine AI and CGI, you get a fake Secretary of Defense. It's not even the real one. Ask yourself this, and I'm going to turn right over to Jamie. What can anybody expect coming out of the vomit brokers, the mainstream media, or official government edicts? That there's any truth in it, because the Bible says the whole world lies in the evil one. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, at least my audio will still be decent here. It's interesting. I mean, I don't tend to be hyper sensational in this way, but every single time I've spoken about Apophis and astrocatastrophism that they've locked onto, this is what happens. So I don't know if that's the norm or if it's just legit bad internet connection. But the reality is that they conducted simulations in 2018. About 3 months later, 3 to 6 months later, President Trump initiated Space Force and did his space directive policy number 4. And within about 6 months after that, the COVID rolls out and they start consolidating everything. And what the simulation found was that, by the way, their language, 1/3 of the Earth would be struck by.
I think we've lost him again.
Not a coincidence. Continue.
The debris, like a.
Yeah, Jamie, you're still on video. If you can hear me.
From a shotgun on the face of the Earth, 1/3, very particular, and the hot gas is being thrown in the Earth, and blah blah blah. Okay, there we go. Maybe it'll be a little bit better now.
Yeah. You should go ahead.
And so. Okay. Yeah, and so what they're finding was the number one threat was not actually the effect, it was the human chaos factor. That was their determination. The human chaos factor was the number one threat. So their findings said they did consolidate and control everything prior to the revelation by the masses that this astronaut, there was going to be imminent effects and a restructuring of the whole face of the Earth. So now you enter everything that has occurred in the last 4 to 5 years onward. That's why World War III is inevitable. That's why the Civil War is inevitable. Steve,
Civil War inevitable. Steve, and by the way, we're going to keep this for you because of your video, your connection. We're going to keep that graphic up. So go ahead, Steve, and if we lose Jamie, we got about 8 minutes left. So,
thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, I think the bottom line is that where two or more agree, I think that the double witness, and I want people to understand this. No way did Jamie and I talk about the subject matter, yet we were both being conducted by the Holy Spirit, the symphony of reality. I like to rhyme stuff, and I want you to think about that. The Holy Spirit is the conductor. He's telling, and I don't mean like a conductor on a train. I mean like the conductor of a symphony. He's the one that integrates the part that Jamie plays, Doug, the part that you play, that Eric plays. In essence, when we're on God's timetable, walking in the fear of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord means reverential awe. It means hands open, lifted to heaven, not fists being shaken at heaven. So what is critical that people understand, Jamie brought it up, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And that's why the most important thing, and I came to the conclusion, I don't know, last week, it's not about us. It's about everybody else. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, ask yourselves this. Why do we put ourselves in harm's way? And we do. And God protects us in order to give you the last bit of information. And that's why, Doug, seriously, that's why I shut down private briefings, not intent, you know, totally. But after February, the end of February, going into March 15th, just 2 weeks to clean up whatever last-minute stragglers, we're shutting it down because I want to tighten the circle because, again, I maintain that there's going to be so much special information and that, you know, I'm believing God is going to bring in who he wants brought in, and there's nothing like it in the world. Gen6.com, special briefings, it was on the screen. And in essence, the most important thing that all of us will have is access to information. And I would encourage everyone, I don't sell them, to go and get a shortwave radio, get a brand that's good. You can go to the late, great Bob Griswold's website, Ready Made Resources, and get what you can get. You can buy them for $169 because information is the absolute answer and antidote for destruction. And ladies and gentlemen, God isn't kidding when he says it's his people that are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he doesn't just say, well, they're too busy to be bothered with it, which is probably true, but because they reject it. And Doug, you know, it's critical that people understand there comes a point when no longer will the warnings be coming from Hagman Report or the Q Files Quail, private briefings as long as we can, Jamie Walden, Omega Dynamics, or whoever else is out there, Alex, Mike Adams, the guys that are giving voluminous amounts of information and data dumps. It's like burst transmitters. But I know this, that people can only handle so much. So that's why, you know, I've encouraged everybody since I've been on Talk Radio to take things to the Lord in prayer. And I'll say one last thing, if you don't mind, the people are asking, why is gold and why is silver getting hit so hard? Why is it not going up? We're at World War III. Because some of the biggest banks, the top five, are selling over $1 trillion. That's $1,000 billion in paper, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and other strategic metals and minerals, and they're giving up to 50% discount. So that means they're selling gold for $1,000 an ounce and silver for $12 an ounce on paper, depending on the discount. Do you think they can buy it for that? Do you think they can deliver it for that? And it's like the man that said, Doug, give me all your money and I'm gonna pay you 10% up front. So let's, you know, or you or anybody. And so I pay you 10% off front. Then I head to the Caribbean, and I don't drink, but pina coladas, and you have to get a lawyer, and you'll never get your money back. And that's why it's critical that these statements I've made all these years, Keep it in your hands. And the number one danger on owning precious metals or even cash, do not put it in a safety deposit box. A bank bail-in can lay claim to all the contents of safety deposit boxes. And under the Patriot Act, you got gold and silver, you got to prove where you got it. And if you can't prove where you got it, guess what? You don't got it anymore. I know that's wrong English. And they get it. So, ladies and gentlemen, please take advantage. And I'm telling you, the post office is going to be very, very much involved in the registration of everyone. And in essence, you're not going to be able to count on buying metals from me or whoever else and getting them. That's not a scare tactic. That's a real tactic. So they plan that. And, Doug, it's critical. And you can call us at 406-586-4840 because I am finding daily that certain products are hard to find. Others are easy to find. But what's important is as the dollar depreciates and the BRICS nation come to the forefront, and by the way, it's not just the 7, it's not just the 9. There is a secret agreement called Operation Sandman. 143 nations are going to repudiate the dollar all at once. And Biden has done his best to destroy every bit of goodwill that we've developed with the nations of the world since our inception. So what happens when that day comes is that people are going to basically, as Jamie said, they're going to get hit with not a 10-ton brick. They're going to get hit with an entire amount of brick and you know, a dump truck full. And then where will they be? So, ladies and gentlemen, to be forewarned is not only be forearmed, but meaning armed like with something you can resist. But remember Gideon. Don't put your face in the sports or the TV and just hope you get another week of the, I don't know, whatever playoffs. But ask God, Lord, what should I be doing? Because Jamie brought out, and you brought out, Doug, everybody has to do what their conscience dictates, especially all the guys that are in the world of special operations. In essence, if they were willing to lay down their lives, and I'm just using them as an example, so that we all could live in freedom, and they see freedom diminishing, many of these men and women lost their mates because of their dedication to taking out the bad guys. But when they find out the bad guys are giving them the orders or have given orders to take them out, please pay attention to this, you guys, tier one guys. The bottom line is that's when effective pushback is going to take place.
Jamie, we got about 3 minutes left. I think you're still here. Go ahead.
Yeah, hopefully you guys can hear me now. I'm having some major technical issues on this side. So yeah, hopefully you can hear it. And I agree. I mean, I lost you guys for probably about a total of 5 minutes. So, you know, kind of jumping in at the end of the conversation here. But the signification of the things that we're talking about with the listeners, I mean, they can't be overstated. I know, Doug, you and Steve both have been just sounding the alarm as very faithful watchmen for a long time to try to get people ready and equipped and prepared spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And we're at a point now where, you know, you train for the fight that you're not yet in. And whatever you have stored up in you, spiritually, emotionally, physically, is what you're going to have to carry you through once this thing pops off. So wherever you need to do business with the Holy God, wherever you need to do business with your failings as a man and your leadership of your household, or making your wife radiant and making her presentable back before the Lord, wherever you failed in your leadership of your children in whatever way, wherever you're a fat body slob who likes to pontificate as a keyboard warrior, but you can't even walk a mile without going into cardiac arrest, whatever you need to do, you must do it now. I don't know the imminency of it, but I am certain of the inevitability of it. The inevitability of it can't go on beyond comprehension. And notice that this is the year of the dragon, the Chinese year of the dragon. And that dragon has an insatiable appetite for humanity, for the Christians, for the destruction and the restructuring of the face of the earth, for a global depopulation and a consolidation of all power, which will be ultimately under the beast system that goes far beyond what most people know and understand. We are in the middle of a multidimensional battle space that would make your head spin if you actually knew the depths of the underpinnings of what's being put into place right now. So all that to say is if you need to do business with the holy God, do business with him. He is faithful and just to heal you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness if you're in authentic repentance. If you need to prepare practically, tactically, physically, emotionally, then do business with the Lord. Because this world is dying for men and women to arise and anoint of their God and to be an asset to the lost and dying world around them rather than being a liability. So whatever it takes, get in the fight. You train for the fight that you're not yet in. That should be what your mentation is 24/7 as we see the nearness of the day of the Lord approaching. Steve, Doug, thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And it's always an honor. Could never talk about the Lord and the glory of the Lord enough. So amen. Thank you.
All right, Steve and Jamie, we are out of time. God bless you both. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, two of America's best spiritual and practical warriors, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Jamie from Omega Dynamics. Links will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. I want to thank you both. God bless you. And the fight is now. Thank you. Thank you both. My heroes. I'm telling you, both of them, my heroes. Good night, everyone.